Hello and welcome to another special edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and I am joined by Christian Castan. And oh man, it's Monday and we got a show coming at you. Tomorrow we'll probably have a show, or maybe we'll do it Wednesday because we've got back-to-back daily shows this week. You can probably expect this every 3 to 4 weeks when there's a quarter mark in the season, because we'll have a lot more to talk about, and we'll probably do more of we'll probably do a third show in between. So maybe we'll have 4 shows this week. Maybe we'll just have 3. Who knows? But we'll get to that in a little bit. So let's just get right to it, Chris. Today we're just going to talk about we're 3 games through the NFL season. We don't have a whole lot of sample size to go off of, but we can kind of start judging who we think the top 5 teams are, and each of us are going to kind of make a case for who we think the 5 worst teams in the league are, and then we're going to go back, look at our playoff rankings, and re-rank our playoffs because there have been several major misses thus far. So we are going to let's just start off right at the top. Who is your number one team?
I think the best team in the number one team is the Kansas City Chiefs. They have the best resume. You've beaten the Patriots in New England, and you've beaten the Eagles. Plus, Alex Smith has shown that he may not be the game manager quarterback that I thought he was. You saw what he did in in New England in Week 1. And then going into Philadelphia or at home, either way, that's a good win in my opinion for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why I have them ranked number one. And they did. And losing Eric Berry did not seem to affect the Kansas City Chiefs, which is quite stunning for me.
Well, for my number one team, I have your team. The Atlanta Falcons for me are the best team in football right now, just because their offense, even though it looked kind of shaky against the Bears the last 2 weeks, it doesn't seem to have lost a step. And they've been able to go in and shut down 2 of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league right now, in my opinion. They've gone and they've shut down Aaron Rodgers, and they've closed down Matthew Stafford. So it's not a big gap between my 1 and 2 teams, but for me, number one has to be the Falcons. Who do you got it to?
For number two, I have the Falcons, basically for the same reasons you just said. But I would say the defense has shown so much improvement from last year to this year. The defense has been the storyline of the year, and the offense is still pretty good. I mean, it's really good. I don't think it's the best offense in the NFL this year, because I do think last week showed that there are going to be crinks and stuff to cut out. They're top 10 offense and defense, and they have one of the best resumes, like you said, kind of. I mean, they beat Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, and they handled Green Bay fairly. It was about a 20-point game. I mean, it wasn't just they barely beat them. They whipped them. That's why I would have them at number two.
For me, my number two team's the Patriots. I know that they had that bad game in New England, but even in that game, I think people overrated that game and overrated the fact that Tom Brady struggled a little bit. I think the Patriots are still the second best team in the league. I think Tom Brady is the number one quarterback in the league right now. I mean, just look at the throw he made to win the game on Sunday. He got decked by J.J. Watt and threw just a toe-tapping end zone grab to Brandon Cooks. Like, not many quarterbacks can do that at age 40. In fact, no quarterback ever has. And for me, that's why they're at two. I get that their defense is lackluster. I don't like the way their defense looks. But Dietrich Wise, as our good friend Ian Cusick said, has kind of stepped up for them as a pass rusher, a fourth-round pick who has really jumped into that role and taken it head-on. And I think if they improve slightly on defense throughout the year, they're going to have no problem marching through the AFC.
Yes, I don't disagree with you, but that is why I might be making a case of why I shouldn't have them in the top five. But offensively, we know they're fine. Tom Brady is still improved. How can you see that at age 40? But maybe so. But the defense has, when you allow 300 yards to Deshaun Watson, a rookie that's playing starting his second game of the year, or his second NFL game ever, I'm concerned. I'm really concerned about that defense. Also, they allow 33 points, which points for me isn't necessarily the main factor because, but like I said, I that's why I have them at three. And the difference between Kansas City and Atlanta and New England, I would say is right now, based off of resume and what we've seen so far, is week three. I can't say what I'm going to see in week 12. Like I said, I'll probably have the Patriots at number one in week 12, but right now they're at three because of the defense.
For me, three is the Kansas City Chiefs. I've been impressed with Alex Smith, but his first week and his second 2 weeks have not been the same. He's kind of come back down to earth. This is mainly because I've watched all three of his games this year and in live as they happen. And he still looks kind of like a game manager quarterback. He has one or two great games a year, like the game in New England. But the biggest difference this year is the fact that for the first time really since Jamaal Charles was in his prime, the Chiefs have a running game with Kareem Hunt. And when Jamaal Charles was doing his thing in Kansas City, that team was very good, and Alex Smith kind of held them back a little bit. But I think Alex Smith has grown a lot since then as a quarterback, as far as we talk about older quarterbacks improving. I think he's improved a lot over the last 4 years. And I think that defense is one of the scariest to look at in the league. I'd make the argument that they're probably the first or second best defense in the league. But Alex Smith, for me, is the reason that they're at number three. I trust Matt Ryan and Tom Brady more than I do Alex Smith.
Right, and I would agree with you there. Either three, for me, it's especially between Atlanta and Kansas City, it is close. Well, I mean, I guess really all three are. I mean, for me, it's you take and choose. They're the top three teams in the NFL. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. But I'm gonna move on to my number four pick and my top five. I'm gonna say Green Bay is at four. And really, I had a tough time with my four and five. But we know Aaron Rodgers is gonna be Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers can, even if he doesn't have anybody, which he's shown, he even against Atlanta, I know, but they put up a good fight on offense. But he just really didn't have the pieces. But he can still, he can make a poor offense into a good offense. And I just see them. I can see them score. They've looked up. I mean, they looked up last week, in my opinion, beating the Bengals. I mean, we know what the Bengals are, and we'll talk about that in a little bit because you may have your Bengals in your bottom five. But like I said, Aaron Rodgers is why I have them in the top five. And that is the only reason, because we know their defense is absolutely a mess.
I have, just to give, I'll reveal a four in a minute, but just so I can throw it back to you quicker and we can finish this segment all in one piece. I have the Packers at five. I think that they're good, but what I'm most impressed with is that Aaron Rodgers, where sometimes he'll have this little early season slump, he kind of had that for the first 2 weeks, and then he had that for the first half of the Bengals game, and then he decided to say, okay, this is the Aaron Rodgers that we know and love, and he's just going to play. He can only get better from here, because every time that he breaks out of one of these early season mini slumps, he starts playing like an MVP. And if he can start doing that in week four, then I think he's, honestly, I get that Tom Brady is a favorite for the MVP, but I'd pick Aaron Rodgers right now. Another guy that I'd say is in the running for MVP is Matthew Stafford, and that's why I have the Lions at number 4 for me. I know that's a little high for some people, but I'm really high on Matt Stafford. He has looked fantastic. He scrambles out of a pocket like Russell Wilson. He moves in the pocket like Aaron Rodgers. His arm strength's fantastic. And even when they lost to Atlanta, he didn't make any mistakes. He marched the team down the field, got them into field goal range, and they kicked field goals. And while that may not be a recipe to win every week, if your quarterback isn't throwing interceptions, I don't believe he's thrown an interception yet this year. And the fact that he hasn't done that, and the fact that he's put up 6 touchdowns thus far this year, I think that that says a lot about Matthew Stafford. 7, pardon me. I think that says a lot about Matthew Stafford, and that's why I have the Lions at 4. Also, because I think their defense is really improved. We came into the season not really high on their defense, but they shut down. I get that the first 2 weeks didn't have much of a challenge. They shut down the Cardinals. And then they shut down, the Giants. But
yeah, week 2, yeah.
They got 3 picks against Matt Ryan, which is pretty impressive, even though 2 of them may have been the receiver's fault. I never believe that a quarterback, that a pick can be a receiver's fault, because if you're throwing it well as a quarterback, you should be putting it right in their chest and not high where it's going to get tipped. But that's not the point. The point is that defense has forced turnovers and looked very good and gotten pressure to the passer, unlike they were able to do last year. And that combined with Matthew Stafford is why they're the 4th. Who's your 5th?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you having Detroit in the 4 or 5 spot. I actually debated putting them at the 5 or 4 spot, but I'm kind of tossing on this one now that you said what you said, but I'm gonna say the Oakland Raiders. They dominated in the first 2 weeks, dominated the Jets like they should. But as we know, I don't know, that last week seemed kind of the fluky to me, or Sunday night it seemed kind of fluky to me. I don't see the Oakland Raiders as that team. I think I saw the Oakland Raiders in week 2. Week 3, I don't know if they just didn't show up. I'm not sure. I'm really not. I think the Washington Redskins aren't as good as they looked in that game, I would say. And that's really why, because they dominated 2 weeks. They just dominated the Titans and the Jets like they should. If they're a Super Bowl contender, then they need to be dominating those teams. But I'm just going to give them a break this time. That's why I'm going to put the Oakland Raiders at 5. And I could very easily put the Detroit Lions at 5. And actually, the more I think about it, the more I like the Detroit Lions at 5 than I do the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, for me, the Raiders are a team that I agree. I think it's fluky. I think people are overreacting to that game. I don't think that it's going to be a huge deal. They do have a rough game in Denver this week, and if they lose, they're 2-2, but that's nothing to freak out about if you're a Raiders fan. I really think that that you have to go with the Raiders probably as one of for me, the Raiders would probably be the 6th or 7th team, but they'd be up there. Moving on to our worst teams in the league, and I'm going to start with you. Who is the best of the worst right now?
The best of the worst. They're all bad, so I'm going to pick the New York Giants as the best of the worst. And the reason I say that is because their defense is so good. They have so many pieces that I don't think they're going to immediately be out of football games. But that offensive line is a freaking mess. It is a mess. The whole offense is a mess, really. The offense goes as Odell goes, and we don't know how long Odell's going to be in the season. We don't know. And even with Odell Odell had two touchdowns last week versus the Philadelphia Eagles, and they still found a way to lose. Like, it's just, I don't feel good about that team at all. And actually, I can see that thing going 4-12. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, I think. Yeah, talk about that in a little bit. I'll let you go with your top, or your best of the worst.
For me, this is going to be a little bit surprising, and I kind of was like, what, myself, when I put this down. So you could probably talk me out of it, but this was a hard bottom five list to make for me, because there are only like two teams that I can definitively say are like the worst of the worst in the league. But I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are probably the best of the worst, and maybe that's a little bit too high, but you have to look at what they did against Houston and what they did against Baltimore, and you have to look at that defense and say, wow, that defense is fantastic, and it can probably win them, I'd say, 5 to 6 games, maybe even 7 if Blake Bortles has 2 or 3 good games, which, I mean, every year Blake Bortles has 2 or 3 good games. He's not a week-to-week quarterback, and he's not a franchise quarterback, but he's not terrible all the time, if you know what I mean. I don't know. Am I crazy putting them that high?
No, I don't disagree. I wouldn't put them in the bottom five, in my opinion, just because of they're 2-1. I think that defense is so good that it could carry them to 6-7 wins, maybe unlucky case 8 wins. They're 6. That team is a 6-win team, to be honest. But they could luck up and go 8-8, and then they could get unlucky and go 4-12. I mean, that's what that team is, in my opinion.
Yeah. Moving on to my second best, best of the worst. I don't really know. I don't know how to say this, but I have the Cleveland Browns. I might want to put them lower, honestly. I was really excited about them coming into the season, and even though they've made most of their games entertaining and close, the fact that they haven't been able to win against arguably two of the worst teams in the league, not two of the worst teams in the league, but one of the worst teams in the league, and a team in Baltimore that went and got blown out by the Jaguars. Like, I don't know. I don't know where to put this team. They're not as bad as they were last year, but they haven't won any games yet. And it's gotta be so infuriating if you're a Browns fan, to think we look like we've made all these steps forward, and people are saying, hey, your defense is great, and your young quarterback has a lot of promise, but they're not winning any games. There's nothing to show for it. And until they win some games, I thought this team could be, and this was foolish of me, but I thought this team could be 10-win team. And I know that's kind of out there, but at worst, I thought this team would be a 6-win team. And I'm not even sure if I see that. I could see this team going 1-15 again, or 2-14. They've just been very disappointing to start the season.
For me, this team, I'm going to save my thoughts on that. I'm just going to go straight to number 4, and that's the San Francisco 49ers. Granted, they look, see, I don't think you're overrating the game, or not just you, most others more than just you, overrating that game versus the Los Angeles Rams. Guess the offense showed much improvement, and against the defense that I have respect for in the Los Angeles Rams, but my goodness, look at what they did the other 2 weeks. The Panthers defense, look at what they did, gave up against the Saints. They like to grease torch them, and they don't have that many pieces. They don't have as many pieces as the New Orleans Saints does, for sure, but I don't know. I don't feel good about this team at all either. Look at what they did against the Seahawks. And we obviously know who the Seahawks are. Their offensive line stinks. And honestly, that game should have been 0 points for the Seahawks, in my opinion. But yeah, this team doesn't have a strength in my opinion. You could say Kyle Shanahan gives them the offensive strength, but not this year. Not this year. This team is a candidate to go 0-16, even though I could see them having two wins, either against the Jaguars, Colts, or somebody else. But this team is not a good football team. It's a bottom five football team for sure.
For me, I don't think I'm overvaluing the 49ers. I don't think that I put them as high as other people did, but I think it takes some time for the Kyle Shanahan offense to come into place. And I think they have an absolute gem in Carlos Hyde. We didn't get to talking about that a whole lot on our Thursday night review, but Carlos Hyde is, I'd arguably say, one of the top 10 backs in the league right now. And Brian Hoyer, he's going to make one or two killer mistakes a game, but he's also going to give you six or seven really good games. So for me, they're not bottom five. They're about a tier up. They're probably bottom 10. But I think it's way too overkill to put them as one of the bottom three teams in the league.
Right. I don't disagree with you. Did you give your third pick?
Yeah, so my third one would be the this is going to surprise people because a lot of people thought they'd be the worst team in the league going into the season, but the New York Jets. I mean, they've played badly, yes, but what do you expect with that kind of roster? And, I mean, you look at their results. Week one, of course, disappointing, was a loss to the Bills. But the Bills could have blown them out a lot more, and they didn't. And then you go the next week, you go to the Raiders, and even though the Raiders are good, and even though they blew you out, you still put up three touchdowns on the Raiders. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Jermaine Curse looks very good. That ended up being, for some reason, a great trade for both those teams. Seattle got a first-class pass rusher, and Oakland and the Jets got a receiver that could play with Josh McCown. And it might be shocking to people that I say this, but Josh McCown isn't a bottom three quarterback. I just put out a quarterback ranking. You can find that on @EndZonePod, our Twitter, or on my Twitter @Eric18Utah, or you can find it prosportsfandom.com. But I have Josh McCown as the 26th best quarterback in the league. I think that people I get why people don't like him. I get why people miss on him because he can't stay healthy, but he's going to give you four, five, six games a year where he plays pretty okay. And with a defense the way it is for the Jets, and I consider the Jets a top 15 defense, it's not crazy to think this team that we think would go 0-16 could win four games.
Right, and I agree. I think they're the worst team, but right now I can't rank them as the worst. But anyway, at number three, I have the Indianapolis Colts. Without Andrew Luck, they're just the bottom five football team. Whatever way you look at it, the defense isn't very good at all. It isn't good at all, actually, to be honest. And the offense is just – we know the offensive line is not great. But without Andrew Luck, that Indianapolis Colts team rises Andrew Luck's rides, and that is basically it. And we don't know how long he's even going to be in when he gets back in because the offensive line is so bad. It's definitely bottom 10 offensive line, and that's why I would say they're the number three of five worst teams in the NFL. They're right in the middle.
I'll say my thoughts on that, but you're underrating the Colts offensive line. I've watched a few of their games. That offensive line is not nearly as bad as people make it out to be. There's a lot that they're a lot better than last year, is what I should say. And for me, the Colts are probably the, if you the spot above Jacksonville, because I really do like the way Jacoby Brissett has played the last 2 weeks. And even though it might only be one win in Brissett's debut, he looked okay. And I think that they're definitely not a good team, but they aren't a bottom five team. For me, sure. The fourth team would be the Bengals. Their defense, I have a hard time rating them at the bottom five, but their offense just holds them back. And the fact you had a 21-point lead over Green Bay going into the half, and then you only score 3 points in the second half, and Green Bay comes back and wins a game in the second half, that's just so deflating. And they play the Browns next week, and I'm not even sure they can beat the Browns. And that's to me, that's why they are a bottom team.
For me, at two, I have the Jets. Really, for me, it's not that hard. Their defense isn't great. The defensive line, to me, is okay, but that's their best. If they have a strength, that is their strength, and that is it. Every other position on their team is almost last, if not dead last. And that would be really why I have them at four. I mean, for me, there's not too much of an explanation. I think it's pretty clear that they're at the bottom three.
Yeah. The worst team in the league for me is the Giants. I've gone on here and I've said it. I don't care how good that Giants defense is. Eli Manning drags them down to being the bottom of the league. And the offensive line, sure. The running game, sure. You can make all these excuses, but the fact of the matter is Eli Manning is the worst quarterback in the league. Like, you take away Odell Beckham, a guy he can throw short checkdown passes to, and then in slants, and Odell will turn him into 80-yard gains. And the guy he can throw, you know why he makes so many incredible catches? Because Eli doesn't throw catchable balls. Those balls that Beckham catches, they shouldn't be caught. But if it's any other receiver, it's an incompletion. For me, that's why the Giants are the worst team.
Yeah, I definitely don't disagree with you. Besides the fact that defense is, I think, good enough to keep them in above at the best of the worst. I'll just say that. But for me, my worst team in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns. They just haven't shown me anything. They haven't shown me much improvement. I thought week one when they played Pittsburgh, kept it close. I thought maybe so, but then they just stuck it up against the Ravens. And then we just saw what the Pittsburgh Steelers are. I mean, so far, I'm not impressed. But to me, the Pittsburgh Steelers, just they're always slow to start off with. Then they get in their groove as the season goes. But I just need to see a win. I need to see something. And they just played one of the worst teams. And they were down 28-7. At halftime, that's just unexcusable. I just haven't seen any improvement, and I think the Indianapolis Colts are one of the worst teams in the NFL. That's why I really have to pronounce it last. If they can win this week, I would make them 3 out of 5 on this rankings list for me.
So our final thing that we're going to do tonight is we wrote on our pick and piece, of course, the way we seeded the playoffs. We are just going to go look back there now. And we talked about reseeding it, but at this point in the season, there's really not a whole lot of information we can use. So I'm going to ask you this, Chris. Let's do our two picks, two teams from each conference that we got completely wrong and who we would have replaced them. And I'll start. And I'll own up to it. The San Diego Chargers. I thought they were going to be a different team. I didn't think they were going to lose close games. I believe in them still. I still believe. I still think they can make the playoffs as the last wild card seed. I really think Philip Rivers has one last great run in him. if you watched the game against the Chiefs, you saw how well that San Diego defense played. Besides the run at the end that put the game away for the Chiefs, the Kareem Hunt 64-yard touchdown, they shut down Hunt all day. And the fact that their defense is better every week and their offense is good is enough for me. What has really disappointed me the most is Phillip Rivers. He threw 3 interceptions on Sunday. Like, I don't know. I had faith in Phillip. I had a lot of faith in Phillip Rivers, and he's kind of let me down. But I still think they're going to stay in there. My second team from the AFC that, of course, I got completely wrong is the Bengals. And if I had to choose a team to replace them, I think that team would be – I think that team would probably be, just because I didn't have them in my original rankings, I think that team would be the Kansas City Chiefs. And, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win the division. I think the Chargers still make it. I think the Raiders still make the playoffs. I believe in the Broncos a lot more now, but just because of what they did on Sunday, I'm not willing to say they're a playoff team yet. I need to see them beat a bad team. Like,
sure.
After they have two really good weeks. For me, that's the AFC. Who are your two teams in the AFC?
For me, I'm not as I guess, knowing that my teams aren't going to make the playoffs as you are. We all know your two teams aren't, like you said. But for me, if I had to pick out of the six.
Hey, for the record, I never said the Chargers aren't making the playoffs. I still think the Chargers are going to make the playoffs.
No, but you're not feeling good about it. We know that.
I'm feeling good about it. If they lose this week, then I'll start really feeling bad about it. This is the must-win game for the Chargers this week.
Well, then I should say, I guess, I'm not feeling as wrong about mine as I think you are or should be, but we'll get off that. For me, I would have to pick as my main thing the Miami Dolphins. Jay Cutler just hasn't shown me as much as I thought he would. And that's really the main reason for me. They have the pieces. They have the offensive line. They have the pieces for Jake Cutler to succeed, and he was behind his old coach. I thought being behind his old coach, he would have a Chicago 2015 type year, and I was just wrong. And they just lost to the Jets, so I'm not really. I know you probably have a question for me about the Miami Dolphins, so go ahead.
Yeah. So my question for you would be this about Jay Cutler. You were, when he came back into the league, you hated that signing. My question for you was this, like, that pick really surprised me when you made it, even at the beginning of the year, because you were so low on the Dolphins. Never really got any explanation for that, and I'd like to know now why. What changed your opinion on Cutler so drastically?
For me, it's because he didn't show anything against the defense that is absolutely miserable. And even in the other two games, he hasn't played well in general.
That's not my question. The question is, right when he got signed in, we came on a podcast and you said, this is a bad signing for the Miami Dolphins. What changed your mind when you made the pick for them to go to the playoffs? Why did you start believing in Jay Cutler?
I'm not saying I didn't believe him. I knew he wasn't. He didn't care about football, but I thought with him reuniting, I thought about it between the time that we did that podcast and the beginning of the season, and I thought, well, maybe Jay Cutler can reunite with his old coach and have a similar season to his 2015 season, and then maybe if they. I think that's the par enough to make up the playoffs as a number six seed, as I picked earlier.
Yeah, moving on to the NFC, we are going to do just one NFC team. I know you only got one AFC team in, but the episode's running a little bit long, and we are probably going to do another two this week. So we don't want to have anything too long. For me, it's got to be the Giants. It's three teams, really. My bottom three, it's the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Buccaneers. But the Giants are obviously the worst. I think they're the worst team in the league, of course. For me, I think that someone else, I think that right now, from what I've seen, I think that the Eagles are going to, not the Eagles, actually. This is going to surprise people, but I think the Redskins are going to win that division. I get that they started slow and they didn't look great, but I believe in the Redskins more than I do the Eagles right now. But that could, of course, change later in the season. That's my NFC take.
Right. Well, for me, it's the Giants as well. And I'm actually feeling good about the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers making the playoffs. But I do think that the Dallas Cowboys are going to win that division, by the way. But I'm going to go back to the Giants. We've seen it. I've been saying it all season. That offensive line is miserable. Defense is not looking as great because the offense is so bad. Eli Manning is aging. There's just no good signs for the New York Giants. I think it's pretty clear that the Giants aren't going to make the playoffs. I don't think I need to get that deep into it. So I'm just going to quickly take my other AFC team, and that was the Houston Texans. Their defense just hasn't looked as good as we thought it would. And their offense has looked a little better than I predicted, even with Deshaun Watson, but it's just not good enough for me. And that's why I have the Tennessee Titans winning it instead of the Houston Texans. And I hovered with that even during when we did those picks. That's all I had to say.
All right. Well, my voice is hoarse, and we have covered a lot of NFL action, Chris. So thanks for joining me for this very special edition.
Sure.
Most people will probably hear this tomorrow morning, which will be Tuesday morning, if not Tuesday afternoon. We may be back tomorrow night. I'm leaning towards more not, just because we've done two in a row, but we will probably be back Wednesday. And then, of course, we will do our annual Pick'em show on Friday. But until then, Chris, thanks for joining me. Peace out.
See ya.